today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today is Tuesday, is the 11th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We as Muslims always listen and learn about the Holy Quran. Let's open Allah's book and listen to chapter Hujurat, verse 14, learn about a new point of this surah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qalatil a'rabu amanna qul lam tu'minu walakin qulu aslamna walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum wa in tuti'u Allaha wa rasulahu la yalitkum min a'malikum shay'a inna Allaha ghafurur rahim.
The Bedouins say, "We have believed." Say, "You have not yet believed." But say instead, "We have submitted, for faith has not yet entered your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse reflects the different Islam and faith, saying that Islam is the outward and legal aspect of faith, and whoever utters the formula, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, it is through Islam that the purity of blood is preserved, one's trust is guaranteed, and marrying him or her will be lawful, but divine rewards will be bestowed upon men through his faith.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Now, characteristics of Islamic daily life. Whatever you do, if you make an intention of pleasing Allah, will that action, it becomes an ibadah and a source of gaining Allah's pleasure. When you are spending time with your family, make an intention that you want to please Allah through this action, and it will become an ibadah, of course. When a married girl visits her parents, she would visit with the intention that Allah will be pleased by this action. This intention will turn it into an ibadah, and she will be rewarded for every minute she spends with her parents. there is no limit to the number of small errands which you can turn into ibadah by simply intending that these tasks will please Allah Almighty. Islam has a prescribed way to do each and every task, no matter how trivial the task may be. If we do these routine tasks in the prescribed way and will and with the intention of pleasing Allah, our daily action will become ibadah and a source of eternal reward for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. In the political philosophy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have explained the role of people based on the interpretation of the position of the people provided by religion. If we want to have a deeper look at this concept and this question, we have to say that before stating the main answer, it is necessary to note that this question is not only raised within the limits of the Islamic Republic, Islamic Republic of Iran, but the truth is that after the revival of religious thinking in the world, which began with the blessing of the Islamic Revolution, this question has become a global question today. In 2008, in Davos, Switzerland, at the famous World Economic Summit, the topic of which was religion and modernity, the main question was whether religion has a place in the modern world or not. The director of the meeting was Tony Blair, and the participants were the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Abdullah al-Badawi, and some American figures where this answer was given. That we look at this discussion from two perspectives, one from a theoretical perspective and the other from a practical point of view. In terms of theoretical discussion, as we said earlier, the answer we have is briefly, the answer needs to be detailed. That man has two dimensions, a material dimension and a spiritual dimension, and changes that have happened in the world have been mostly related to the material dimension of man, and those spiritual needs of man are the same needs that man has centuries and millennia ago. And since religion, looking at the spiritual dimension of man, offers its own concepts, It is still useful for man in all conditions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life.
Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. Dear successful Muslim, pay charity in the form of money or do good things to others. This is one of the daily routines. The most successful Muslim is the one who benefits others. Being useful to others is a noble thing, and Allah has mentioned in the Quran several times the reward that those Muslims will get in both the worlds. Smiling to your brother's face is a form of charity. Donating to the needy one is also sadaqah. And even if it's a small amount of money, Allah will double the reward for you. We are in the age of social media and the digital era. Using those techniques significantly, you can contribute something useful to your fellow brothers or sisters by using your words to spread the glory of our deen, our religion, or sharing some helpful tips. That's another kind of ibadah. Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil
القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
This is today's special, which speaks about amazing tips for new Muslims. And one of them is keeping away from debates and arguments. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Verily, anger spoils face, as aloe spoils honey." Trying to constantly defend your religion is something that will cause you a lot of stress. This may happen to different people at different levels. The best thing to do is avoid these arguments at all costs. If you're mature about your religion and display a desire to explain yourself without refuting others, then many doors will open for you. You are bound to give someone a refreshing view of Islam, which is what so many people are hungry for after seeing Islam in such a negative light in the media. Staying away from these discussions will put you at peace and give you breathing room.
لا يكون المؤمن مؤمناً. A mu'min cannot be a true mu'min unless we have this quality from Rasulullah, mudaratun nas. To be gentle, compassionate towards our interaction with the people. You know, when you look at the example of the Prophet, when he went to Taif, another city near Jeddah, there was total opposition. Not a single person, you know, accepted his message. Rather, actually, they sent their own children and some of the thugs to go and, you know, hit stones at him until his feet were injured. Even there, look at the dua of Rasulullah, where he says, "Allahumma ihdi qawmi, fa innahum la ya'lamun." Oh Allah, guide my people. These are the people who are hitting him, sending their children to stone him. And he is still praying that, "Oh Allah, guide my people, because they are ignorant, they don't know." And this is the akhlaq that we have to adapt from the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Look at the case of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. After having gone through all these difficulties with the mushrikeen of Makkah, now that he has upper hand with them, what does he do? He gathers them and he says, "You know, you knew me from childhood. You know my background. You knew my character. Nothing was hidden from you. Still, you opposed me, ridiculed me, used labels against me that I'm lunatic and I'm poet and I'm sorcerer. You imposed on my family, extended family, socio-economic boycott for 3 years. You planned to assassinate me until I was forced to leave my homeland and go to Medina. So what should I do? And after that, you came after me. You wanted to still kill me there. War after war you planned against me and my people in Medina. But now that I have the upper hand with you, what should I do?" They said, "Well, you are like Yusuf, we are like his brothers." You know, he forgave. And that is where Rasulullah says, "Technically, I have a right to make each one of you my slave. But I make you free. Go antum at-talaqa. You know, nothing will be done to you."
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. From IRIB English Radio, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.